Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Live. Worldwide. Deliverance. With your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next few minutes, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you are about to experience deliverance.
We know curses are for real. Jesus even says to bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Jesus acknowledged curses are for real. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. Curses are a spiritual reality that you need to be aware of. Your family needs to be aware of. Your church needs to be aware of. Your community needs to be aware of. Curses are powerful weapons of the enemy, Satan and his demons, individuals. You need to be aware of the curses. For the enemy, demons, evil people, disseminate curses to empower demonic forces to attack you, your mental health, your emotional health, your finances, your job, your marriage, your relationships, your children. You need to be aware of the curses. Now, we're not to operate in fear or intimidation, but you need to be aware. You need to be aware. The scripture tells us to not take part of it, the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. So I'm hoping to expose you to the reality of curses on today's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next few minutes exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
To another thrilling edition of Deliverance with Jay Bartlett. These compelling podcasts are transformative, astounding, and inspiring. Lives are being encouraged, empowered, healed, restored, and liberated. Take a moment and support this global mission with a donation at jaybartlettmissions.com. Visit the donate page and consider giving a recurring monthly donation. That's jbartlettmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519. Thank you for your support to keep this worldwide mission alive. God has bestowed upon this global mission an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms, where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have, perhaps, created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of His powers at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com.
Thank you for coming to the Deliverance broadcast, the presentation. We are hoping to expose you to the reality of curses. On today's edition, thank you for taking a few moments to be with us as we discuss this whole subject of curses. You need to be aware of curses. The enemy is employing curses. And we see that from Genesis to Revelation, the reality of curses. The past few days, the Lord has been taking me to the book of Psalm in the Old Testament, 64, where King David penned these words. He says, "Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows." Bitter words. I think it's quite clear from this portion of Scripture that words can be utilized by the enemy to act like arrows, to be utilized like arrows, satanic arrows. And what do these arrows and these fiery darts seek to do in your life? Well, it says in verse 4 that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. They're hoping to shoot at you in secrecy to bring about damage, emotional damage, mental damage, damage to your relationships, damage to your finances. Curses are employed by the enemy to send forth demonic energy, demonic sabotage, demonic hindrance. Beware of the curses. Not that long ago, I woke up early one morning. I couldn't believe what I discovered at my front door. I found a decapitated rat's head at our front door with a clear cut. No doubt, in my mind, a satanic plant, a curse, if you will, to bring about destruction to my family, my home, my property. My friends, in witchcraft, in voodoo, in Santeria, in sorcery, in spiritism, and other dark occultic arts, this is a common practice to bring about a negative spiritual effect to the individual one wants to seek revenge or destruction or savage upon. Now, at the time, I lived in an older, established urban neighborhood surrounded by many Santeria shops, psychics, voodoo stores, and there was an assortment of various kinds of sorcery stores. So it surprised me that somebody perhaps went to one of these locales and perhaps even obtained the rat's head. Don't be surprised, my friends. Don't be surprised. There's witchcraft stores, shops, facilities that provide these things. But I'm here to tell you, it certainly won't deter us. I know I have enemies, spiritual and physical enemies who seek my death, who seek my destruction. But I'm here to tell you, I am saved from my enemies. I am saved from their curses. God sustains. God protects by his son's blood. And it was interesting finding the decapitated rat's head. Later on in the day, a few young men approached my door and inquired if I'd be interested in purchasing a Jaguar. That's right. They came to the house inquiring if I'd be interested in purchasing a Jaguar. Now, obviously, they were troubled individuals, demonized, and I had no doubt they looked like they wanted to conduct a home invasion and robbery. I felt that God warned me. It was stopped. They were wanting to Now, I think there's a connection. The decapitated rat said, the near home invasion. I think they wanted to break in. They wanted to, no doubt, do something nefarious, evil. But it was stopped as I began to share the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ with them. And I'm here to tell you, that is the only power that's going to drain and defeat the powers of witchcraft, to defeat these curses. He wears this. I believe decapitated Red's head was trying to, the powers they were setting forth was to set up what was going to happen later in the day, the home invasion. I truly believe there was a connection between these two events. As I just don't see them as simply random occurrences. I told them, these young men, I said, demons desire to use you today. They both nodded. And then I shared with these men the most powerful event in human history, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Now, it was as if the story of the crucifixion was draining them of the demonic energy. It was defeating the curses. It was destroying the demonic energy that they were using to rob us. But I had, because of the crucifixion and the power, that I had that wonderful opportunity to lead them to salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer right there in front of the house. And they left without even asking about the Jaguar they wanted to sell me. Sure, there was a Jaguar. I bet there was. That was just a diversion. Let's put it that way. It's a diversion. There's power, my friends, in the crucifixion. I'm here to tell you, 32 years of conducting deliverance ministry, battling the powers of witchcraft, I'm here to tell you there is power in the crucifixion. It's only the power of the blood of Jesus that can defeat the powers of witchcraft, sorcery, Santeria, voodoo. You need to utilize this most powerful event to ward off evil and evil individuals. Speak it. Share it with others. Speak it in the atmosphere. The cross. The shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. Obviously, after they left, I began to proceed to place holy water and anoint the home with the precious presence of the Holy Spirit, the anointing oil, and the blood of Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you, the crucifixion destroyed the powers of evil. But you know, there's other kinds of powers. There's other kinds of curses that are affected you. There's generational curses that are rooted, ancestral evil, ancestral curses. They're rooted in what your ancestors did many, many generations ago. And many of your ancestors participated in idolatry, outright idolatry, and witchcraft. Just yesterday, I came across this most fascinating article titled "Peru Child Sacrifice Discovery May Be the Largest in History." Archaeologists in northern Peru, a country I've ministered and performed deliverance, beautiful people, but steeped in idolatry and witchcraft, say they have found evidence of what could be the world's largest single case of child sacrifice. The pre-Columbian burial site contains the skeletons of 140 children who were between the ages of 5 and 14 when they were ritually sacrificed during a ceremony about 550 years ago. Experts who led the discovery said. And the site also contained the remains 200 young people apparently sacrificed on the same day. Now, think about that. Think about that. That's just one discovery. And this is found all throughout the earth. cases of ancestral child sacrifice. Those of you who have ancestors that participated in at some level, that allowed demons to enter the bloodline. And those demons have been passed down, because I highly doubt that any of your ancestors went through any kind of deeper deliverance, or any deliverance for that matter. Most of them probably were not even saved. This witchcraft, this idolatry, defiles, brings forth curses, and those curses have been passed down. Now, this burial site, horrific events took place. They discovered some small footprints that indicated that children were marched to their deaths. And experts said that the children's skeletons contained lesions on their breastbones, which were probably made by a ceremonial knife. Dislocated rib cages suggest that whoever was performing the sacrifices may have been trying to extract the children's hearts. And one expert said the site provides concrete evidence, close quote, that large-scale sacrifices of children occurred in ancient Peru. So, for example, those who live in Peru, they have, as we see throughout the world, Peru's not the exception, but it's just an example, those blood sacrifices that were participated in opened doors for powerful evil spirits, powerful curses to come through the bloodline and been passed down. And many of those who are in Peru have carried these satanic curses. You need to be aware of these curses. Now, what do you need to do with these curses? Well, you need to break them. You need to, and I'm going to lead you into prayer in a moment. I'm going to lead you into prayer to break ancestral curses. You need to be aware of these curses. They're real. They are real. The evil, the demons, the bondages, the propensities towards evil that come as a result of these spiritual legal rites need to be addressed and need to be dealt with forcefully, again, by the power of the blood and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm going to lead you in a prayer here in a moment to break the curses. I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
God has bestowed upon this global mission an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms, where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have, perhaps, created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of His powers at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com. You are listening to another thrilling edition of Deliverance with Jay Bartlett. These compelling podcasts are transformative, astounding, and inspiring. Lives are being encouraged, empowered, healed, restored, and liberated. Take a moment and support this global mission with a donation at jbartlettmissions.com. Visit the donate page and consider giving a recurring monthly donation. That's jbartlettmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519. Thank you for your support to keep this worldwide mission alive.
needing spiritual intervention and immediate assistance in removing demons and healing for your heart, we're available to travel to your location to pray and minister to you and your family. Their upcoming personal ministry sessions in various cities throughout the world will travel domestically and internationally. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, there's just a limited amount of sessions available, so please contact us today. Email us at jay@jaybartlandmissions.com. That's jay@jaybartlandmissions.com, or simply call us at 877-483-5519. Schedule a personal, confidential, loving ministry session with us today. Email us at jay@jaybartlandmissions.com. That's jay@jaybartlandmissions.com, or simply call us at 877-483-5519. Now, the power of the crucifixion is available for you. Now, if you're listening and you have not been born again, right now you need to turn to the loving Savior. God demonstrated his love. And now, while you were yet a sinner, while yet I was a sinner, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ took all of our curses so we could be free from them, so we could walk in victory, not in defeat, but in victory over the powers of Satan. You want to experience deliverance? You want to experience a healing from a broken heart? I would highly recommend, suggest you give your life to Jesus Christ. You must repent, turn from evil, and simply yield your life and trust in him and commit your life into his hands. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into them." Jesus wants to actually come and live inside of you with his love, his peace, his power, his presence. I want you to say, "Lord Jesus, please cleanse me, forgive me of my wickedness. I've rebelled against you and against your laws. Have mercy upon me. Save me. I thank you for your death on the cross for my sins. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus. I believe in the power of your resurrection. I declare with my lips that Jesus is Lord, for saving and rescuing me in Jesus' name." Now, that's the first step. And I welcome you to the family of God. Now, you need to deal with these curses. From a spiritual warfare standpoint, though the curses are no longer in your spirit nature, remember, you're a tripart human being, body, soul, and spirit. Your spirit is where it has ascended. Ephesians 2:6 tells us your spirit nature, the real you, that is, has ascended to the third heaven, and you're seated with Christ. In fact, in Colossians 3:3, the Apostle Paul takes it a step further. You are in Jesus Christ. So there's no curses, there's no sin, there's no death, there's no demons in the spirit nature. But you better believe those parts of your life, that's your soul, your mind, your emotions, and your body that remain here on earth, are susceptible and vulnerable to the powers of curses. That's why you need to be aware of the reality of curses. You can address them and deal with them. Well, Jesus says in John 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We're going to ask Jesus. We're going to go in his name to break these curses. They're affecting our souls, our bodies. They can't not affect our spirit nature, for our spirit nature has been totally cleansed. We're without sin in Jesus Christ. But obviously, we still have issues with sin, demonic bondages, curses here on earth. And many of you have been victimized by witchcraft, and many of you have ancestral witchcraft and idolatry in your bloodline. I want you to say, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go ahead. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I hereby today break the witchcraft, the voodoo, the sorcery, the Santeria that's been sent to me and my family, that's been sent to my mind, my heart, my body, my relationships, my marriage, my children. I break it now in the authority of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. And I believe what you said, Jesus, in John 14, if we ask anything in your name, you will do it. You will break these horrible curses that we've been assaulted by. In Jesus' name, I break the curses. I break the curses that have been sent to sabotage me, to hinder me, in Jesus' name. Now, those of you who've never addressed your ancestral curses, right now, I want you to say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, go ahead, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I hereby today break the ancestral witchcraft and idolatry curses from my mother's side and father's side. I break the witchcraft. I break the participation idolatry, the curses that came as a result. I hereby break these spiritual, supernatural elements by the authority of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command the demons to go. And I speak to those evil spirits that are hindering you, sabotaging you, that came as a result of witchcraft curses. Go. Leave. Come out quickly. Come out. In the authority of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out of the mind. Come out of the heart. Come out of the body of those who are listening to this podcast right now. Leave in Jesus' name. Let go of their minds, their hearts, their bodies. Let go of their marriages, their relationships, their children, their finances, their health. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood and the resurrection of Jesus, lift off of them. Oppression, go. Lift off right now. Many of you are being set free. Fear, go in Jesus' name. Rejection, go in Jesus' name. Intimidation, go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oppression, hauntings, sickness, infirmity, death, Jezebel, Lucifer, come out in Jesus' name. People of God, leave the people of God. Holy Spirit, just fill each and every one. Holy Spirit, fill them. All the empty spaces, fill them right now. Now, if you've been experiencing some release, email me today, jay@jaybartlandmissions.com, jay@jaybartlandmissions.com. I'd love to hear from you. Or 877-483-5519. I bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a production of the Good News Podcasting Network, based in sunny Southern California. Feel free to contact for more information on the Deliverance Podcast at jbartlettmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.